Aedi follows the familiar path from her dream and sees them from above. Seven children from Wonderhaven are laying down motionless on the cave floor beside a flowing river. There is a glowing golden chest beside them, partially open, and five ugly goblins, covered in scabs, warts, scars, and thick coats of black hair, pacing, looking agitated, and speaking a language Aedi can't understand.
Phantasos! Morpheus! I've found them!
Five startled goblins hear Aedi yell, spot her above, and look up at her.
Oh, great. Now what have I done? I don't even have a magic sword to fight the goblins. The best I can conjure is a siren song.
Just then, Aedi sees two goblins run toward her. Before she has time to react, they grab her and bring her to the cave floor. One of the two goblins confronts the largest goblin in goblin tongue. Next thing Aedi knows, she is captured, pinned to the ground next to the other children, given a cup and forced to dip it into the river of forgetfulness. Another goblin grabs a wand and a silver vial and raises them up to Aedi's head. Aedi sure is in need of some luck right now.
Ah, the velvet pouch in my pocket. It's still there. What was it? Turn the three coins three times in my hand? Okay, here goes. Once, twice, three times. Nothing's happening. I could really use an invite luck here.
Suddenly, a small grayish goblin pops up out of nowhere, looking a little disoriented and unintentionally knocking over the goblin, wand, and vial.
Methinks you called for luck, miss? Hold on to luck, and alas, methinks me can only take.
Before luck has time to finish, Aedi sees the two goblins who grabbed her above morph into the three-headed dog Cerberus. The goblins, confused and scared, scramble and run to one side of the cave for safety. Just then, four cloaked figures swoop down from above. One by one, they remove their cloaks, and the bad seeds emerge. Kabalos, Mara, Alp, and Epiales.
What do you expect to do here, Morpheus? Attack them in their dreams.
Send them three-headed dream messages? Goblins don't even dream, Phantasos!
Goblin kings are building Darkhaven regardless of what the dream gods say or do.
You're powerless to stop what is already in motion. This isn't your domain. It's
Phantasos!